Hello everyone, this is Miss Glitchy, and I'm just going to jump right into this. I'm going to answer Moon Moon's 12 questions. Well, I was nominated by Disposable Guy. He told me that I would get spots on my face if I didn't answer this right away. So, here we go. What song would be the soundtrack of your life? Well, ever since I was young, I've always wanted my life to be happy. So I would choose something that was upbeat and cheerful, and I've learned early on that I could either choose to worry all the time and mope and be sad about the sad things that could happen to me, or I could choose to move on and be hopeful and be an optimist. So there, I think that's so the theme song for the song from Monty Python comes to mind. Like, always look at the bright side of life. But well, it's either that or Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles, because I love the Beatles. And yeah, George Harrison, the best. Next. So there, those songs, because they remind us to be hopeful and happy and just look at the bright side of life. And yeah, so that Beatles song, it's just so very reassuring. Yeah. God. I don't want to edit this. Number two. You have to throw an extravagant theme party. What is the theme? What is it to celebrate? What are we eating? How did you decorate it? Who is invited? Etc. I've always wanted to have a Great Gatsby themed party. Like, flapper dresses, nice suits. Well, a big band, jazz. Lots of jazz. Really opulent decorations. Like, I don't know if you saw the Carey Mulligan Leonardo DiCaprio movie, but I just love that. I just love the costumes and the, well, just the whole idea of flappers and just to celebrate life. I don't know, to celebrate being alive. It'll just have off my favorite food, like those little bacon things with wrapped around asparagus, deviled eggs, those little canopy things, champagne and red wine, martinis, apple martinis, I don't know. And it won't be a party without roasted pig lechon. But I don't know if that will go with the theme. So how did I decorate it? It would be very, very extravagant and lovely with streamers and well, very opulent, set in a large hall or in a ballroom. Yeah, the music is very important. I just want lots of ragtime music or and blues and jazz with lots of horns and trumpets, bass. I don't know if you're getting this, but in my head it'll be just like The Great Gatsby. And it would be so awesome and so amazing. Okay, yeah. Who's invited? Anyone who wants to go. Like, anyone who likes that sort of thing. If you like nice music and free champagne, you should definitely go to my Great Gatsby party. Okay. Number three, what is the biggest regret that you're willing to talk about? Guess my biggest regret is Well, I guess it's about to happen. Like, oh yeah, I will always regret not going with my friends to travel. Like, making a way so that I could go with them. 'Cause two of my best friends, they're going to Japan soon, and before they went to a trip around Europe, so I could have gone with them, but I didn't, because, well, lots of reasons and excuses, but you know, if you really want to do something, then you just have to go ahead and do it. I mean, max out all of your credit cards, or I don't know, could have saved up earlier, or thought about it more, because travel is never a waste of time. You learn so much from traveling. So that's one of my greatest regrets. And I hope that I could actually do that. Like, travel more before I get really swamped with work or too old to really appreciate what it means to travel, because travel is for the young. You need to travel while you're still able to, because later on, when you're really old and you have all of the money, you don't have the energy to do all of that backpacking or climbing the steps to the Great Wall of China, or going around Japan, or just going to the temples of in Cambodia. You can only do that when you're young, so I say seize the day and just make it happen. I agree with that one article that I read, that I should just do it. Stop making excuses. Just go ahead and do something. If I really wanted to accomplish something, I should go ahead and do it and make it happen. So, moving on, number four, what is your greatest accomplishment? Well, I've thought about this, and sad, but my greatest accomplishment would be my recent project with a said ministry that shall not be named here in my country, where the work that we do could impact the whole country. Like, this project is so huge that it could affect the rights and all of the concepts and in this particular field. Like, it's that huge. It's so huge that I've had my name put in the newspaper because of it. And it's committee work. So the people that I work with in this committee, they are the top officials in this ministry. I mean, I have learned so much from working on this project that I suppose if it does finish, it will be my greatest accomplishment because I contributed to the development of a concept and a document that essentially affects the whole country. It's that important. And for a nerd like me, it means a lot. It's something that I could tell my future kids that I worked on. And I know that this will open a lot of doors for me if ever I do specialize in this particular field. Anyway, so yeah. Work. So it's that, but that'll do for now. What non-calendar event signifies the beginning of spring to you? Non-calendar event. This, I guess it's the break that we take every time Holy Week comes around. So, Easter. So that's a calendar event, is it? I don't know, but I love taking that time to, I don't know if this is corny or, but I love taking the time to, I mean, to quiet my spirit during Holy Week, because I feel that this is the only time that I can truly say that I get rest. Like, it's a time to commune with God. And okay, sorry to the non-Christians, and I don't mean to be to sound preachy. I'm just saying that's what I feel during Holy Week. And so, as much as possible, I like taking time to spend it with my family and going to church and prayer. It just calms me, keeps me centered, and yes. So after this time, and then it's Easter, that's the beginning of spring for me, around March, April time. So, okay. Number six. What are you looking forward to the most right now in your life? Well, next year I'm going to change jobs, and I'm looking forward to the various opportunities that are going to come my way now that I have the opportunity. I just said that. Now that I have the chance to explore other jobs, other projects, other options that haven't been available to me prior to this. So, that would be lots of things. Like, I could live abroad, or I could study, I could start with a new job, while continuing my work that I've done and so far in my field with my boss. So, okay, I work in government, and I help develop policies and do research. So, I guess doing more of that, but probably in a different branch of government, or maybe studying this particular field that I am helping develop right now while I am in government. So I'm very excited to do that. Like, I'm such a huge geek. I love my job, and it's so exciting to see developments that you helped contribute to, or that you saw happening from the start until they develop into something. Until, yeah, until they the changes It's so exciting to see something actually happen and to know that you've been a part of that change from the start. So, there, that's what I'm looking forward to the most right now. No, it's not marriage or children or, yeah. Okay. Number seven. What is the first quote that pops into your head? Book, movie, TV. Doesn't matter. First quote. Oh gosh. So, because I mentioned Monty Python, always look at the bright side of life. Yeah. Sorry. First quote that pops into my head. Be the change that you want to be in the world. Who said that? The Dalai Lama, I think. I know I was reading these jokes on Reddit, and there's this thread that is about short, clean jokes, and I just read something like the Dalai Lama pays someone something, and he has change, and that person he paid pocketed the change, and then the Dalai Lama asks him, "Where's my change?" And the other person says, "Be the change that you want to be in the world." That's just okay. Moving on. Do you usually have music running through your head right now? What song? Well, usually, I have pop music, happy music running through my head. Like, especially when I do stuff like going typing, doing research, or taking a shower or cooking things. I just have this happy, peppy music running through my head. What song? Well, a song like Sing, if you guys know that. Sing of the Jason Mraz version. But I think that's a cover. So, that kind of song. Or anything that's upbeat. Okay. Number nine. What did you want to be when you grew up at age 10? When I was 10, I was so obsessed with Encyclopedia Brown and Nancy Drew books and the Hardy Boys, and I just loved Sherlock Holmes. I just loved mysteries. I would read them all the time. Those, yeah, Encyclopedia Brown. And I wanted to be a detective. Either a detective or a spy at age 10. So I had this detective kit with a pen, a notepad, there was a magnifying glass, and I think Lots of nonsense things like I think a compass or okay. Maybe it's from my Girl Scouts phase, but yeah. Well, supposedly a fingerprint kit. And a tape recorder, I remember. I had one of those. And there, I had a detective agency of my own, and I wanted my friends to join me. So we set that up. And every time someone lost something, we'd investigate where it was. Like, look under the desks and, like, just, I don't know, just find lost things. Or. Yeah, I was a very silly 10-year-old. So it was either that or be a writer. Okay. Number 10. Do you read your horoscope? I used to read it all the time because I believe that there is some truth to these profiles. Well, here in our country, we also believe in the Chinese horoscope, the zodiac. So, depending on the year you were born, you have certain character traits, and that would be like different from the regular zodiac where I'm an Aquarian, so from what I recall, Aquarians are independent, creative and friendly, loyal and all that good stuff. And I suppose that's true. I'm the kind of person who chooses her friends well. I may not have lots and lots of friends, but the ones that I made, like when I started college or high school, I still have them. So yeah, there. Okay. So yes, to answer the question, do you read your horoscope? I do. Very much. Often, if I can remember. And I even have my fortune told once in a while. And sometimes I find that what the fortune teller tells me comes true. Okay, 11. Ooh, almost there. Two more to go. Why are you here? Here on Reddit? Or here in life. I think that the latter question is easier to answer. All of us are here for a reason, and somewhere or another, we are going to touch each other's lives, and I believe. Sorry. This is going to sound like a pageant answer, but I believe that everyone is here for a reason, to inspire other people and to, I don't know, I maybe it's too fatalistic, or I think we all affect each other, and what I do on this earth affects other people. So I try to be nice to everyone and to be as positive as I can. I mean, not everyone is as upbeat or idealistic, or I don't know, as friendly, but as much as possible, I like being happy, and well, I have always thought that you can choose to be happy. There's this one time I got on a bus and I was in a really bad mood, and other people got on the bus too, and somehow I wasn't in the mood to, I mean, to keep up appearances. I think I said something, and the other people, it was a mom with her kids. I think I said something, and, or I pouted at them, or whatever. I forgot. I was younger then. It was like a moody teenager. So when I did this, the mom and her kids, their attitude changed from positive to just irritated, and in other words, they got into a bad mood too. So after that, I got to thinking, if only I had stayed, I don't know, at least neutral, or if I pretended that I was happy instead of passing on my supposed bad mood to other people, the bus trip would have been much easier. They probably forgot about me right after the bus ride, but you see, it doesn't take much effort to be a positive influence, or it doesn't take much effort to be positive and optimistic and to spread cheer to other people. I mean, you don't have to bring everyone down with you just because you feel awful. Sometimes when I feel that way, when I'm sad or tired about work, or, you know, sometimes you just want to rant about things, and you tend to think that it would be good if you could just tell other people, because shared sorrow is halved and shared joy is doubled. Or, I don't know if you heard that saying before. So there, why are you here? Oh my gosh. I just got lost there. I'm here to be the change I want to see in the world. Which is connected to number 12. So here's my advice to everyone. If you could make a choice between being happy or being sad or worrying about things, choose happiness. Choose to be happy, to be positive. Choose to do other things other than worry or be sad or, be creative, give back to other people, give back to the world. If you could do something else aside from being grumpy or spreading your bad mood onto other people, I think that would be the best. If you're sad, then just keep it to yourself. Or if that's not possible, well, you can share it with other people. Get their advice. Sometimes it really helps to just let it out, to rant. That's okay, that's good. Don't worry or don't dwell on the negative. I mean, sometimes when I have a problem, I decide not to worry. I decide to do something else. Like, if something bad happens, I do positive things. I act on it. I don't worry about it. I do something. Because worrying does nothing. So there. That's my advice for you, Moon Moon. Do something positive instead of worrying every time. So you can take control of the situation and you will definitely feel better about the thing that's happening there. In other words, if you could do something about it, decide, do it, and then don't let it get to you, don't worry, and yes, don't worry, just let it happen because this too shall pass. Everything. All the happy moments in your life, all of the bad memories, all of the heartaches, all of the worries, everything. Everything passes. It's what you choose to remember and what you choose to do about it, that it's what matters the most. So if you can be positive about life even after everything else and not let it get to you and just learn from things. When something happens, something bad happens. When challenges come your way, then that is what you're here for. Okay. So, I think I rambled on long enough. Oh my gosh. Super long. I'm going to try to edit some of this, but there, I finished with the questionnaire, and this is I think my first questionnaire since I tried to do a questionnaire with Denver, and and that didn't go well because I didn't get to edit it. I'm so sorry, Denver. So that was a couple of months ago. But now I'm very happy that I got to answer this. So, reluctantly, thank you, DG, for nominating me to answer these because somehow, I really love to ramble and answer questionnaires. And and the good thing is, I won't get any spots now. So, this chain letter type of thing that we have. Who to nominate? I would like to nominate. Oh my gosh. Okay, I know who I want to nominate. I'm going to nominate my friend, the singing man, when he comes back from his break. And Greggy Lad. And Sansa Make Her Dance. I think that you guys would do really well with answering these questions. So get to it, or you are going to have spots. Okay. Thank you, Moon Moon, for your wonderful questions, and thank you, recordings, for listening to my rambling and really stupid answers. So, cutting it short, good night, and talk to you soon.